Chapter 3. The Fisherman's Answer.
"Since I must die, I accept the will of heaven," he said to the genie. "But before I choose the manner of my death, I beg you, by the name of the Prophet Solomon, to answer me one question truthfully."
The genie trembled. He found himself obliged to answer this request.
"Ask what you will, but be quick," he replied.
The fisherman spoke.
"I wish to know if you were actually in this vessel. Do you swear by the name of the great God that you were?"
"Yes," replied the genie. "I swear by his great name that I was."
"I cannot believe you," answered the fisherman. "The vessel is not capable of holding one of your size. How was it possible that your whole body could fit in it?"
"I swear to you," replied the genie, "that I was there just as you see me here. How is it possible that you do not believe me even after swearing by the great God's name?"
"Nor will I believe you," said the fisherman, "unless you go into the vessel again."
The body of the genie faded away and changed itself into smoke. It extended upon the seashore as before. Then it began to re-enter the vessel. It continued to do so slowly until no part remained outside of it. Immediately a voice came out of the vessel saying,
"Well, doubting fellow, do you not believe me now?"
Instead of answering the genie, the fisherman quickly took the lead cover and replaced it on the vessel.
"Genie," he cried, "now it is your turn to beg my favor. Choose which way I shall put you to death. Yet perhaps it is better that I throw you back into the sea. I will build a house upon the shore and reside here. Then I will tell all fishermen who come to fish here to beware the evil genie, a genie who has vowed to kill anyone that sets him free."
The angry genie struggled to free himself. It was impossible, as Solomon's seal prevented him from doing so. Seeing that the fisherman had the advantage of him, he decided to hide his anger.
"Fisherman," he said, "do not do what you now threaten, for what I said to you before was only in fun."
"Oh, genie," replied the fisherman, "you were but a moment ago the greatest of all genies. Now you are the least of them. Your crafty talk means nothing. I shall return you to the sea. You shall stay there until the judgment day. I begged you in God's name not to take my life. You rejected my prayers. I am obliged to treat you in the same manner as you have treated me."
The genie continued to try and win over the fisherman.
"Open the vessel," he said. "Give me my freedom. I promise to satisfy your heart's desires."
"You are a traitor," replied the fisherman. "I would deserve to lose my life if I were such a fool as to trust you."
"My good fisherman," replied the genie, "I beg you once more not to be guilty of such cruelty. It is not good to avenge oneself. Also, would it not be more honorable to return good for evil? Do not treat me as Imama formerly treated Ateka."
"And what did Imama do to Ateka?" asked the fisherman.
"Ho!" cried the genie. "If you want to know, open the vessel. Do you think that I am in a mood to tell stories when in such a prison? I will tell you as many as you please when you let me out."
"No," said the fisherman, "I will not let you out. It is useless to talk of it. I'm just going to throw you to the bottom of the sea."
"Hear me one more time," cried the genie. "I promise not to harm you. No, far from it. I will show you a way to become extremely rich."
"I would listen to you," he said, "if I could trust your word. Swear to me, by the great name of God, that you will faithfully do what you have promised. Then I will open the vessel. I do not believe you will dare to break such a vow."
The genie swore to him. The fisherman immediately took off the covering of the vessel. The instant the smoke rose, the genie kicked the vessel into the sea.